back, friends. We're talking now. We are in these shows are going to be running in October, and Mother Teresa. She always saw her name as taken from the great Teresa of Avila, as well as Therese. I think said it best about the tremendous tragedy of abortion. And so I want to quote what she said. She also said it when she received the Nobel Peace Prize, but this, I think, is actually at the 1985 National Right to Life Convention in October. And the quote is, "And today that little unborn child has become the target of destruction, destroyed while destroying the beautiful image of God, the beautiful presence of God. For each one, every little unborn child is created in the image of God, is created for some greater things. And these are the greater things, to love and to be loved. That's why abortion is such a terrible evil, a deep, terrible destroyer of peace, of love, of unity, of joy. Anything that's beautiful, destroyed. Because the little one is not just a number, but somebody precious to God, somebody precious to you and to me." She spoke to the elites of her time very clearly. I want to highlight again, said, "I feel the greatest destroyer of peace today is abortion, because it is a direct war, a direct killing, a direct murder by the mother herself. Because if a mother can kill her own child, what is left for me to kill you and you kill me? There is nothing, nothing between us." So we're back to Satan. So, okay, we're tying back into the angelic realm. And I use hurt in quotes because God is perfectly happy. There's nothing we can do or not do that takes away, right? Because he's unchanging. So if he goes from happy to sad or happy to angry, there's change. And that kind of contradicts the definition of God. So I use hurt God in quotes. But that's really the only avenue Satan has to get to God. And is that through you, and it's through me. And the destruction of those that are the most innocent and pure among us is a sure shot into upsetting God, if that was at all powerful. This is this part where Sarah said, you know, because he fell, his intellect's clouded. And you would think that a former seraphim would get the idea that
you can't hit his head against a rock.
So that's part of his confusion that he's under. But confused or not, we bear the consequences of it. Yes.
Yeah, it's astounding. I mean, you know, this is one of those moments where we can really look back and reflect and see that the road to hell is paved with good intentions, right? No one who initially participated in this destruction, right, in promoting this, I just don't think that the human imagination could have ever permitted them to believe that we would be sitting 50 plus years out, or close to 50 years out, with 60 million dead individual babies in America alone, right? And those are the ones that we know about, right? Those are the ones that we know about, because now, you know, we all also know that that birth control pills have two functions, one to prevent conception, and the other, which hinders the implantation of a newly created life in the mother's womb. I mean, so there's no way of knowing how many innocent children were lost there. We can't even enumerate them. And in addition to that, now we have medical abortions, right? These chemical abortions that Plan Bs, different things like that, right? The morning after pill, it's so, you know, lovingly called, right? It's, I mean, all of these oxymorons, I mean, not oxymorons, but what's the word that I'm looking for? The, you know, euphemisms that we create to make these things seem palatable. But I guarantee you that no one could have possibly had the horrid imagination to believe that we would be looking at this level of destruction.
That's right.
I just don't believe it.
No, I don't either. I don't know either. God is passionately, personally in love with Sarah, with Karen, with you, my dear friend, with each and every life. And I mean literally passion, suffering, passio, to the cross. Teresa of Avila, and now we're tying pro-life in with the treason with angels and with the demons. And her mystical writing points to this intense, personal living of God indwelling within us. And that's what she'll call the interior castle or the interior mansion or the interior dwelling places, depending on your translation. We talked a little bit about translations earlier in another show. Castle, though, is that we have a king, right? He lives within us. And so that's where this idea of a castle comes from. He is king. His home is a castle within the heart of his children. Satan knows better than we do, because his intellect, though, you know, fallen, it's still superior to ours, because ours is fallen too, let me assure you. Though greatly deformed, human sacrifice has always been part of satanic ritual, satanic rule. Wherever you have Satan, you will have the destruction of human beings because of that image and likeness of God, because it's, if you will, the only way he has to get back to God. Fulton Sheen would state that the essence of Satanism, so he's that essay, right, the form of Satanism, is the destruction of God's order, law, the destruction of God's order of law, love, morality, ethics, religion, and anything else pertaining to God. Abortion, the killing of the most innocent and vulnerable amongst us, feeds the very marrow of Satanism. Yeah. This is not to say that every unfortunate mother who goes into Planned Parenthood to kill her child is possessed. Just like when we were real careful with Ryoko, we're real careful to say that. Quite often, that woman is the most vulnerable and the most alone. I've heard that well over 70% of women say they would never have killed their child in their womb if they would have known but one person, I mean just one person in their sphere who would have been of support to them. One. But those who do run Planned Parenthood, those who profit from this grisly business of abortion, those people know quite well the evil and its connection to what they're doing. Make no mistake in my mind about that. When Satan offered Jesus the kingdoms of the world, if he were to bow down and worship him, our blessed Lord does not deny that Satan could hand over the powers of the world, right? He could have said, well, you know, he's the father of lies and you can't do that. He doesn't say that. He assumes he can actually do that. See, but he says, you know, worship only God alone, and of him only I will serve. And this is why Mother Teresa could be so insistent that abortion is the greatest destroyer of peace, because of that tie to Satanism, that tie to the destruction of all that, right. You know, it's all contrary to the Lord. Right. And I do, maybe we'll stop there because we could go into voting. Why don't you say that? Because then there's the final piece on voting, and we might actually want to do a whole show on it. So.
Right. I just wanted to add, like, that in regards to the people who are working in Planned Parenthood, you know, they, not that they do, obviously they're guilty of what they do, but this is one of those times, again, where you can see how Satan is capable of clouding the intellect of people who should otherwise know better. I mean, it is astounding to a person, like, you look at a Bernard Nathanson, right, who was able to, who performed, what, well over 60,000 abortions, I think, by his own admission, something around there, right? But it was only later on that, in a moment of grace, where he realized that hell was possible for him, right? And that there might be someone who could send him there, right? In that limited moment, that limited window where he had an opportunity to cooperate with grace, that removed really, I mean, I think he's the silent scream, right? So that moment when he saw the child pull away from himself. And Abby Johnson will tell the same story about her own, like, you look at them as like St. Paul's, right? Who have their intellect clouded to the point where their eyes don't see what they see, right? And Abby Johnson said very clearly too, that when it was that moment where she saw the baby be removed from the womb, right? Sucked into the vacuum cleaner. These very graphic images of the child being human, like fighting for its own life, even within the womb, right? And this is why we have to be very cognizant of the fact that Satan is capable of clouding our intellect to even such an extreme as that, that one could be doing evil and call it good, right? And this is the world that we're living in right now, because, and this can go back to that conversation that Karen and I had about the difference between modernism and nominalism and scholasticism, right? When you're a scholastic, you recognize something is because it was created by God, and in everything there is his essence. But nominalism says something is because you call it what it is. And so these people have had their intellects clouded by years and years of misinformation and disinformation. And, you know, Mother Teresa is 100% right. It is the destroyer of peace in our world. And I think it's sort of interesting now, actually, if we want to talk about, you know, we're moving into the election cycle, right, this politics. One thing that I was just thinking about as you were saying that is how very, very interesting it is that we have a president for the first time truly, truly standing up for the unborn, who has been able to bring some amount of peace to the Middle East, right?
That's exactly
what a
right.
Profound potential connection there is there. That the president who recognizes that the child in the womb is the one who has been able to do something for Israel that has never been done before, have an Arab nation recognize it for an independent country.
That's right. I saw, as of we're on the Feast of the Archangels, the 29th, I saw he was nominated for yet a third Nobel Peace right. Prize.
Yes, third yes. Nomination. That's astounding. But the two go hand in hand. Mother Teresa was very, very clear. Saint Teresa of Calcutta was very, very clear on that.
She sure was.
It is the greatest destroyer of peace. And so the one who is capable of trying to restore the humanity of the unborn child in the womb is going to be the one who is most likely. And he's not also, I mean, say what you will about his policies. You know, there are certain people who again, have their visions clouded, right? But he has started no wars. This is
no, and he's brought troops
50
home.
50 years.
That's right, and he's brought troops home.
Right.
He really has. I have a daughter in the military. He's been very, very good. Good in the good sense, not good in more wars. And so you right. think that's right. a business and they're selling a product of war. Right. No, for the average soldier and their family, peace right. is really the deal.
Okay.
Peace through strength.
Right.
All right, my friends. Till the next time, Fides et Ratio.